now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated, no church shared with me, no church did anything for me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. But even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. So they're sharing with the apostle their goods to support him, to feed him, to clothe him, whatever he needed. They provided money and material possessions to help him. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Knowing that he knew that if they gave to the gospel and supported him, God would also in turn take care of them. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Positivity, the grace, the favor, the blessing of Jesus Christ be upon all of you. That's what I desire for everybody listening to this Bible study. Man, I hope you prosper. I hope you're filthy rich. I hope you live forever. I hope you're happy. I hope your household is blessed. I hope you're prosperous. I hope everything goes well. Who wants to keep seeing negativity come on people? Man, I mean, for real, a negative mind, a negative confession, an evil mind that's always looking for something wrong. It's time to get around some folk that want to see things turn out right for you and get away from the negative folks. Negativity is a curse. Negativity is demonic. Negativity is not of God. Look at 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 6. We'll read it straight through. This is our last passage of scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Still don't have any feeling in my mouth yet. I think that guy might have shot me through with too much Novocaine or something. It's like my mouth feel like it's gone or something. He might have gave me too much Novocaine. I feel like my whole head is numb. All right, look. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. Did you know God has doctrine, the name of God and his doctrine? Be not blasphemed. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brothers, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. So you see, now if you a servant and you got a master, he says, if your master is a believer, don't try to rebel against him and do him in. Just serve him because he's a faithful, beloved brother. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw yourself. So somebody needs to tell Kenneth Copeland and Creflo Dollar and Leroy Thompson and all these folks that gain is not godliness. And he says, withdraw yourself from these people. But godliness with contentment is great gain. So God is restoring the image of himself, teaching us to be content and appreciative and thankful for what he gives us. For we brought nothing into this world. Look at this, y'all. We brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Why in the world would God send you to focus on a prosperity doctrine when you brought nothing here and you're going to take nothing from here when you leave? You see how silly it is, folk? Wake up out of the matrix. Wake up out of the coma. Come alive in 2016 and walk away from the delusions out there, folks. You didn't bring anything here. You're not taking anything from here. So it really doesn't matter. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. You got something to eat. You got on some clothes. Be content. That goes against everything. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. What's he talking about? He's not saying not to work, not to have money, not to be prosperous. What he's saying is, if you make your whole life focus on being rich, you're going to fall into all kinds of snares and problems. Prosperity is to be successful in the things of God because you obey what God tells you to do. God will bless you as he sees fit based on what he called you to do. He will make sure that you're prosperous in any endeavor he sent you to accomplish. For the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money. It's not the money, it's the love of it. You know, money is only paper, folks. You can burn money. We can take money out back right now and just burn crates of it. It's just paper. So people love it because they can buy stuff with it. See, people don't actually love the money. They love the stuff that money can buy. See, they believe money will get them a yacht, a private jet, a Bentley. If you're out in the world, it'll get you a lot of women. You know, women are bought and sold in the world just like any other commodity. Gold digging women can be bought and sold. You know, you see guys walking around looking like 5 miles of bad road with the prettiest girl in town. Why? She's not with him. She's with his money. You see, a lot of women can stomach a lot of things for the sake of money. You know, I can stomach being with this guy. Breath smelling like old Goodyear tires or something, you know, burnt tires, you know, breath smelling like, you know, who knows what. But I can stomach it as long as he's got money. He hadn't taken a bath in 6 months. He smells like a greasy grizzly bear. And I'm somewhere having sex with him, but I'm stomaching it because, hey, he's worth $5 million. People can downgrade a lot of things and put up with a lot of things for money, folks. You know it. I know it. We all know it. Come on. Let's be honest. Money is at the root of all evil. The love of it, not the money itself, it's just paper, but the love of it is at the root of all evil. Everything evil centrally focuses on the fact that people love money. Right now in Georgia, there's a faith initiative that's been passed by the Georgia House of Representatives and the Senate. The Georgia House has passed a law that says you can't force a preacher to marry homosexuals based on the faith of the preacher. I mean, that's common sense. If I don't believe in homosexuality, how can you force me to marry two homosexuals? That's crazy. What's happening? The movie industry that's bathed in homosexual sins, we're going to stop filming in Georgia. The Super Bowl may not be coming to Georgia. The Final Four, the college championship games may not come to Georgia. 15 businesses have said that Georgia is now on the radar screen as being discriminatory. All this overreactive garbage simply focusing on homosexuals, man. Well, what's the real root of it? Money. Money. Right now, the society and the business world wants the homosexual dollars. So therefore, they'll tolerate anything, no matter what it is, as long as you put the money on the counter. That's what it's all about, folks. They're threatening Governor Deal financially saying it's going to cost Georgia money if you pass this law. But if Governor Deal has got any balls, any guts, any gonads, any testosterone in his body, he'll stand up and tell them, I don't care, and sign the bill. Well, who cares, man? You get tired of being blackmailed by perversion, homosexuality, and filth, talking about costing you something because you stand on righteousness. They want to fire you from your job because you don't stand up for homosexuality. They want to push you out of the military because you won't sign off on homosexuality. Homosexuality is an abomination. It's a perversion. It's not normal. It's a sin against God. That's a fact. That's positivity, not negativity. Because the Holy Ghost signs off on what I'm saying. Whether the Holy Ghost anoints and affirms and confirms, that's positivity. If it's against the Holy Ghost, it's negativity. So any sin committed against God that the Holy Ghost does not accept is negativity. Negativity is a cursed arena that is anti-God and anti-Christ. And it doesn't matter how many people agree with the evil surmises of the devil. Somebody's right and somebody is wrong. The love of money is the root of evil, which while some coveted after they have erred from the faith, they departed and left the faith, the belief. That's what people been yelling at Creflo Dollar now for 30 years. Man, you're in a delusion. But pride and arrogance and material possessions makes them believe, hey man, I'm in the faith. You've erred from the faith and pierced yourself through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, run from these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness, positivity, righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness, positivity, the fruit of the Spirit, positivity. Follow after those things. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickens or makes alive all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that you keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only pontitate. What's a pontitate? A pontitate is a mighty ruler. Dynasties in the Greek. A dynasties is a mighty ruler. This is what the Pope claims to be, a pontitate, a mighty ruler. And when in fact he's just a Mickey Mouse ruler. The only pontitate, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who only have immortality dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man have seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, or willing to share what they have, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. So material possessions and riches are designed by God to be shared with others as the Spirit leads you. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and of opposition of science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. So you have it there, folks. Positivity, exhortation, edification, motivation, the things that are positive in the kingdom of God, the things that enhance your walk with God. things that are going to add to your life in Christ. Stop hanging around with people that are just always negative. We seek to establish Dunamis Tabernacle as a place of positivity, reinforcement, growing and grooming the body of Christ, preparing you to go out here a mean, lean fighting machine that stands against the devil, but at the same time you nourish, you edify, build up, and exhort other people, people who want to be saved. You're not putting them down. You're free of affectations because you've been delivered from this world. See, affectations come from the Sodomite spirit in people. As a matter of fact, whenever you see somebody hanging on to any aspect of the world, you're looking at the remnants of the Sodomite spirit that still loves the world. See, self-love is the Sodomite spirit. And the Sodomite spirit seeks to be entertained. It does not glorify God. It entertains self. So you see why I talk about rap and hip-hop and this other foolishness. Because that's not designed to glorify and edify God. It's designed to entertain self. So the remnants of the Sodomite spirit will always get you off course looking for something for yourself. You'll modify the gospel and make it a positive confession gospel, or an everyday is Friday gospel, or a prosperity gospel, because all of these things are appended to self-gratification. It makes perfect sense. And the root of it is, you need deliverance from the Sodomite spirit. How do you get rid of the Sodomite spirit? This kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. The Sodomite spirit is a world ruler. He's probably at the level of a cosmocrator, a world ruler, or a spiritual wicked power in heavenly places. There may be just one angel that rules the Sodomite kingdom, a fallen angel. That's a powerful world ruler, because you see the vast preeminence of the Sodomite spirit all over this planet. He even got into people who think they're homosexuals, performing oral sex on their husbands and wives, and you became a Sodomite, disempowering your ability to stand against the Sodomites. So you stand up now trying to preach against homosexuality, and you are a homosexual because you're a Sodomite doing the same things they do with your husband or your wife. Heterosexuality does not eliminate the fact that you're a Sodomite. That's why you still hang on to Christian rap and hip-hop. Get rid of the Sodomite spirit and the appetite for the world will go away. Why do you think some people can stand so adamantly against it? It's because they've been delivered from the Sodomite spirit. But when you're self-gratifying, you're going to compromise the gospel, and you're going to drift into the realm where the Holy Ghost is not present, and you'll bathe your mind in negativity, dirty negativity. It's a cursed thing. Let me ask you this. How can you seek for victory in every area of your life with your mind bathed in negativity? Think about that now. You're trying to be victorious in Christ, thinking negative thoughts about how you never will, how you never have, how you don't have anything. See, people don't come to Christ so they can live in the realm of supply where God can bless them and meet all their needs. They grovel around in the world under the auspices and jurisdiction and dominion of negativity, and then they wonder why nothing goes right for them. Nothing goes right for you because you're a rebel against God. And as long as you rebel against God, you're cursed. A curse, the Bible says, shall not cause this come. If everything in your life is negative, you need to look for a curse. And you need to look at where you let the devil in to curse your life. I mean, you never can get ahead. You're always a pint short of a gallon. You're always in a negative in your bank account. You never can go on vacation. Everything is always undermined. If any car is going to break down, it'll be your car. If anybody's going to get fired, it'll be you. If anything's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong with you. You never get a victory. You never get a breakthrough. You never war through. There's never anything on your side, but you might be looking at a curse. And you need to look around to see where that door was open to curse your life. Everything negative, negative, negative. Go to the clinic and ask you, what's your blood type? O negative. Good night, man. Even your blood type is negative. Negative. Do you have anything positive? It's time to look around and try to figure out what in the world is going on here. It's a warfare, indeed. But man, you got some victory somewhere in the warfare. It's a fight of faith. But man, you should win some battles sometimes. You shouldn't always be the one that's always the tail and never the head. When God said he make the head and not the tail, he blessed your basket and blessed your store. He blessed you going in and coming out. Whatever you lay your hands to, he bless it. And everything in your life is negative, negative, negative. That makes no sense. Folks, something is not right here. Something is not adding up. Negativity is bathing your whole life. And that's just not right. God has promised some blessings around here too now. He says he's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And you never get blessed. You never get anything out of God's economy. You never get anything out of God's storehouse. He never shows you anything positive. He resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. You see, when you don't see anything in your life going forward, the number one adversary of God is pride. And there's nothing more proud in the United States and around the world than the sodomite spirit. The sodomite spirit is a proud spirit. You can't tell that boneheaded spirit anything. So when you're proud, God is resisting you. Don't let that man think he'll receive anything from the Lord, because now you're double-minded. You're flashing back and forth in the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the devil. You can build ministries around the soulish man, the fleshly man, the carnal man and his appetites. Yeah, you can build ministry around hip-hop and rap and R&B and prosperity and your best life now and a mega fest, because it's going to entertain the flesh. Flesh has to die. Jesus said, if any man come after me, this is a positive statement, he must first deny himself, take up his cross, and then follow the Lord. That's positive, man, because you're shedding off that snake skin called flesh in order to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ into a better life, a greater destiny, a higher height, a brighter future, a blessed life. What are you doing? Why would you sit there and undermine your own destiny, wallowing around in the cesspool of the flesh, wallowing around in the cesspool of the world, bathed in the filth of Satan's kingdom, and undermining your own life, undermining your inheritance, undermining what God has for you? Don't you know when you were born again, God already had a plan for you, and he has a plan laid out for blessing you? A lot of you should have been married a long time ago, but you hung around with the wrong folks and missed the person. Here you are hanging around with your silly girlfriends, and the guy was right there ready to say something but felt like, hey, I can't say anything to you because you're always around these cackling hens putting men down. See, you got to get away from negativity. You don't want to be around a bunch of women that talk down men and you want to get married. You see how silly that is? Why would you be around people talking negatively about men and you want one? You want to get married, but all these women you hang around, all they do is put down men all day long. You're around a bunch of women who are married to men and speaking negatively about them all the time, but you want to get married. Don't let a curse spoken over you or a curse that is projected on you through nonverbal communication undermine your life. Negativity is a dirty, low down, filthy, good for nothing thing. If some people, no matter what you do, the first thing out of their mouths is negativity. One thing I like about my wife, She will always try to find a way to make something work. We were moving some furniture into the house the other day, and it was about five guys standing there trying to figure out how to get this furniture into a room when it was leaning up against a door behind us, and my wife came along and said, "Why don't y'all just open the door?" And that was the answer. Because your mind always functions in a way to try to figure out how to make something work and not undermine it. That's the kind of person you want to walk with. Sometimes she might get weak, and hopefully at that time I'm thinking positively. And sometimes if I get weak, she's thinking positively and say, "Look, we can do this, man. Let's make it work." Or I can tell her, look, we're going to make this thing happen some kind of a way. I mean, because the Bible says two is better than one. Because when one falls down and one stumbles, the other one will be there to lift them up. You want to marry a positive person that's going to be talking positive stuff into your life and not putting you down and speaking negativity over you. Negativity is a curse. Negativity is downcast. It's downtrodden. It's putting people down. It's undermining the push and the desire in people to try to do something. Negativity can cut your heart out of you. So you have no need or desire to progress. You just give up. You don't want to be around negativity and negative people and negative talk and negative thinking and negative. Man, get on the positive side of the trail. Get over here with the Lord, where the Lord is lifting you up and taking you higher and bringing you up and out and taking you up to the stratosphere and moving away from this negative world. It's time, folks, to come on the positive side of the trail. It's time to actually inherit the promises of God and live this thing and see fruitful things. See the fruit of the Spirit come alive in you. See the gifts of the Spirit operate through you. See the Holy Ghost fill you. Man, I'm talking positivity for everybody. Everybody coming to the conference in May, we're talking positivity. We're going to examine the stuff that's going on down here, but it's going to be based on positivity with us. They're in darkness, we're in light. That's why we call it soldiers of light. I don't care how much bad news it is, it's not bad news for me because I'm not in the world. And I've been brought out of the world, out of darkness, into a marvelous light. So nothing is negative for me and to me because I'm not from here. I am now surpassing and usurping this environment. We, man, walk in a whole nother place. We're above this place, and we're not subject to the world's negativity. You can't move into your destiny. You can't seek for victory while bathing your mind and your soul in negativity. Go back to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, and read about the things to meditate on. Things that are pure, lovely, if they have any good report. Think on these things and leave the negativity behind. Negativity is the very essence of the devil. Negativity defines the devil's being. Negativity is a curse. It's time for us to come out of the cursed realm of negativity. Leave that silly Christian rap alone and move into the positive realms of God, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to the Lord, making melody unto the Lord in your heart. Man, stop trying to entertain yourself and begin to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants to move you away from this world of negativity into a realm of positivity. I pray to God that all negativity is expunged from your life and you move up to higher ground. Negativity. I hate it. God hates it. And you should hate it. It's time to come onto the hallelujah side of the tracks and get into the exuberant life of a Christian, glorifying God through the Lord Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. Negativity. Not over here. We're positive here. We're moving forward. We're adding and not subtracting. We're multiplying and not dividing. It's time to move up higher. Father, we thank you for this time of sharing. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you, God, for your presence and your anointing on the spoken word of God. Bring these words to life in the hearts of the people that heard it, and lift us up to a positive place, a prosperous place, a progressive place, a plentiful place, away from this word, with this world, and away from Satan. Bring us up, God, to higher ground. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. That's going to wrap it up for tonight. It's 8:46. Remember, the prayer line is 15 minutes away, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Stop listening to messages and get on the prayer line and get engaged in prayer. Get engaged in the prayer. Stop being on the sidelines, a spectator. Some of you have too much low self-esteem. Man, get up out of there and start living. Get on the prayer line. The number is 641-715-3670. 641-715-3670. Access code 409-367. Remember Dunamis Tabernacle. 1,000 people. $800 tonight. We'll buy the church come Monday morning. 1,000 people, $800, we roll with that. One person, $800,000, $1 million, we go with that. It's somebody listening to this thing overseas. It's somebody over here in Hackensack, New Jersey. It's somebody in California that's really got $1 million and won't even miss it. Send it here so we can get rolling. We want to bring positivity to bear in people's lives and save people's souls from a burning hell. If you got it, send it. Stop fooling around. You're going to contribute by way of the internet, www.omegaministries.org. Click on support, then donate. If you're sending a $1 million certified cashier's check, send that $1 million check to Post Office Box 960-146, Riverdale, Georgia, 30296. And I'm not joking, not one inch. I'm dead serious. People think I'm kidding. I'm not playing. I believe that God has the ability in less than 24 hours to turn this thing around, to get a hold of somebody that's got the money to get this thing up and running. I believe that. Those of you that are assigned to Dunamis Tabernacle, you know who you are. Get your stuff packed, make plans, get a job in Atlanta, and move here. Stop fooling around and procrastinating. Everybody's not assigned to this mission, but if you know you are, then make the proper preparations and get moving, because we're about to turn up the heat on the devil's little red butt. May 27th through the 29th, Soldiers of Light Conference here in Atlanta, Georgia. Approaching 80 people registered. We got people getting ready to roll in here, hopefully 300, 400 strong, to do an end time job. You see, the political spectrum is crazy. The world is crazy. Over in Brussels, they're bombing everything and blowing folks up with suicide bombers, blowing themselves up. Things are crazy. Nature is going haywire. Earthquakes everywhere, floods and wars and rumors of wars and anarchy and confusion all around us. In the middle of this, we need soldiers of light, people that mean business, people that know God, that can do exploits at the end of time. Soldiers of Light Conference here, May 27th through the 29th. Go to www.omegaministries.org. Click on news, then conferences and events. Register for the conference and reserve your hotel rooms. It's time, folks, to move to another place. We've hung around religion and foolishness long enough. I'm sick of debating. I'm sick of talking about it. I'm sick of listening to it. I'm sick of theories. I'm sick of going back and forth with calling folks that don't mean business. It's time to amalgamate the sincere folks that are for real. And if it's five of you, we'll go with that. It's time to stop fooling around with the devil. The Titanic is sinking, and it's time you get off of it. Soldiers of Light, May 27th through the 29th, Memorial Day weekend. Stop fooling around. Make your reservations now and be here. Remember to read the book, Lucifer's Children by Milan Martin. Lucifer's Children by Milan Martin. We're not playing. We're not kidding. We're not entertaining. This is dead serious. It's time to stand up and be accounted for once and for all. Most of you know good and well you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. A lot of you have compromised your Christian walk trying to downgrade what you know is right to accommodate a husband or a wife just fooling around. It's time to forget them and get with the Lord and get on with what he's called you to do. We've compromised everything for other folks long enough. What about the Lord? We're so concerned about other folks. What about the Lord? Shouldn't somebody be concerned about him sooner or later? For God's sake. Last thing, pray for my mouth to heal up. I think my right jaw is now losing that numbness. Now it's kind of coming back. So now I got a bunch of pain drugs I got to take just in case. But I'm praying that God heal this thing. No pain, Lord. Somebody stretch forth their hands over the internet and say, no pain in Jesus' name. Pray for it to go away. It's a fight. It's a warfare, folks. It is what it is. I preach all kinds of ways. You know, hurting, aching, half dead, mind hurting, brain hurting, feet hurting, back hurting. It's a warfare. You press through. This is not for tenderonies. It's 7.2 billion people to save. And we're personally responsible for saving them. Let's get on with the mission. It's an impossible mission, but it's your mission if you choose to accept it. No negativity. Say it after me. No negativity. Say it again. No negativity. Expunge it from your mind in Jesus' name. Prayer coming at you in 8 minutes, 7 minutes. Be there. 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. 641-715-3670. Access code 409-367. Let's go. Let's get out of here. Let's stay positive. Let's advance. Let's move forward. Let's completely destroy every vestige of the devil's chains and set captives free. Man, I want to see people set free. I love to see free people. I'm sick of prison cells. See you back here Sunday morning, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for a message at the church meeting. Sunday morning, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, the Save live stream channels. We're not giving up. My dad used to tell us growing up, he used to work from 7 in the morning to about 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. He'd tell us kids when he got home, I'm tired as I can be. I'm about beat down as I can be, son. I'm really tired. But he said these words over and over again. I'll give out before I'll give up. And he worked himself to an early grave. He kept his word, though. He said, I'll give out before I'll give up. And that's just the way you got to be in this battle with the devil. Refuse to give up. Refuse to bow to the beast. I refuse to accept homosexuality. I refuse to accept anything outside of the auspices of God. Just be too boneheaded to bow to the beast. I will not bow in Jesus' name. Stay positive, stay focused, stay saved, and for God's sake, stay out of the matrix. Be blessed. See you back here next week. Have a good week.